hold me tight. All the way home I'll be warm.
Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Still goodbying, but as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
Well, welcome to WMFO in Medford. Obviously, apparently, your Christmas connection this year. The robot, obviously, is in the holiday mood, and I hope you are too. I'm Mike, by the way, sometimes called Mike on the Mic. just by me. And I'll be here until about 11 a.m. When Something About the Women will be on the air. And let's see, didn't get to talk to you last week here, but I was talking on the radio otherwise. So nice to be back at WMFO, always. I've got a bunch of really good stuff today, a bunch of good new noise and freeform. And, well, I don't know, I'm going to shut up and just get going and push play. The first new noise that I've got is a side project kind of thing that I've shared with you before. It's Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and they do everything that they can every month to get us something new. And it's usually something that's a cover, which it is today, or something they wouldn't usually be associated with just from their band. So the December 2021 Monsters Monthly from Big Head Todd and the Monsters is a Elvis Costello cover. And we'll start it off this way, and it'll set the stage for the set. This is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And I'm playing it because it's a cool song and a great cover, but also just a comment on our where we find ourselves in our lives these days. What is so funny about that? All right, new noise and a message here at WMFO in Medford.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? dead. Where is the harmony, sweet harmony? What you doing? I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears. You really had me going, wishing on a star. But the black holes that surround you are heavier by far. I believed in your confusion, so completely torn. It must have been that yesterday. Much to examine, nothing left to
'cause I am barely breathing and I can't find the air. Don't know.
Screaming in. One, two, three, four. like she do me. Ooh, she do me. Yes, yeah, she does. And if somebody ever really loved me, ooh, she loved me. Yes, yeah, she does.
Well, there you go. It's WMFO and Beatles, of course, at 9:21 in the morning with all the hoopla about this band. You know, well-deserved. I haven't seen it yet because I don't have Disney Plus, but I think I'm going to have to do it from what I hear and read about it. That was not from that, as far as I know. That was from the deluxe, super deluxe version, actually, of Let It Be. And Don't Let Me Down. It's very interesting to hear that kind of recording in there. And I guess that's a lot of what's in that documentary, so I really want to see that. Just before that, a cover, The Counting Crows live at radio station KBCO out in Boulder, Colorado. That was also used on a soundtrack for the movie Clueless, but that won't take away from it. That was The Ghost in You. Great cover. Great cover. Duncan Sheik, just a little bit of a nice little poppy earworm in there. From 1996, a self-titled record called Barely Breathing. The Grays, you never hear The Grays anymore. From 1994's record called Rochambeau, Very Best Years. And started the new noise today. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Just about every month, they put out a Monsters Monthly recording. December 2021 brought us that cover, an Elvis Costello cover. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? All right, I have some new noise. I do. And, you know, Dion, you know, from way back when in the 50s and 60s, he's been very active lately, doing a lot of recording, and he's got an album of collaborations. And they're just fantastic. What a talent. This is Dion with ZZ Top's Billy F. Gibbons. And this is the title track from the record. It's called Stomping Ground. It's brand new noise from WMFO.
Come on, Dion. Here we go now. A one, a two, and a...
Thank you. real fine man. Oh man.
I'm driving in my car. Turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close, but you just say no. You say you don't like it, but girl, I know you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, fire. We're late at night, chase you home. I say I wanna stay, you say you wanna be alone. You say you don't need me, but you can't hide your desire. 'Cause when we stays cool, Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. Baby, you can bet the love they didn't deny. Well, now your words say split, but your words they lie. 'Cause when we
I drove all night.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:40 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? It is, what it is? It's Saturday, December 4th. My God. Time. It just moves so quickly. All right. Let me tell you what I did in that last set. That first new noise, man, from Dion's new album called Stomping Ground. It's all blues tracks. You know, I mean, he's a blues guy, and he's getting to really strut his stuff with a bunch of collaborations. As I mentioned, that was featuring Billy F. Gibbons with B's. Stomping Ground, a title track from the record. Just great stuff. After that, Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Monkey to Man from 2004 is the Delivery Man CD. James Booker was the third song of the set. In 2013, there's a collection that was called Classified, Remixed and Expanded. James Booker, so influential on so many people with his honky-tonk kind of New Orleans piano playing and performing. That song is called One for the Highway. The great Robert Gordon, collaborating with Link Wray, he put out an album in 1978 called Fresh Fish Special, which he collaborated with, I don't know if it's all the songs, but a lot of them, with Link Wray on there. It's fabulous stuff. That happened to be Fire, the track Fire. And, of course, we know that as a Springsteen song. One, because Bruce wrote it. And two, we know his performance of it and probably associate the song with him. But how did it come about that Robert Gordon and Link Wray got that? Well, it turns out that the bass player for the E Street Band, what's his name? I know. Oh, yeah, Gary Talent was a bass player. And he introduced Link Wray and Robert Gordon to the band, and they became friendly. And then they went out, the E Street Band went out to see Robert Gordon and Link Wray play together, and Bruce decided to give him the song Fire, and that's how that came out. And Roy Orbison, of course, finished up that set with I Drove All Night. Now, that song was not written by him, it was written for him, and it was recorded in the late 80s, but it didn't come out until the early 90s, I don't know why. And before that, Cyndi Lauper beat him to it. So and probably a lot of people associate I Drove All Night with Cyndi Lauper, but that's a song that was written for Roy Orbison originally. Interesting. All right, I've got some new noise, and this one is from a gentleman named Nick Fraser. Is it Fraser? Yeah, Nick Frater. And in 2021, Brand New Noise has a record called Earworms. And I read an interview that he did, and he was asked about, you know, his style of music and what he considers himself to be. And he says, I live in a world that's just dominated by 70s pop. So that's kind of what you're going to hear, and I think that's a good thing. This is Nick Frater from his new album called Earworms. This is It's All Rumors. It's new noise at WMFO.
Day. it's a dirty, dirty shame. It's a dirty shame. The way you use my name, they say all over town, you come on. But you love something I could never be. Underneath, I'm doing fine. When I'm with you, I'm out of my mind. But you don't know. You don't know, no, you don't know. No, no, no. My name, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a dirty, dirty shame. It's a dirty.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My back door too.